at Christmas, God gets personal. I studied in Rome for the seminary, and there's some interesting things about Italians. And one of the things is you could have a whole subway station empty. You're the only person waiting. And the Italian will come down there, and instead of standing on the other end, you know, spaced out like we would here in Minnesota, they'll come over and they'll stand right next to you. Because for some reason, that's just more comfortable for them. And I'm standing there saying, go away, you know? I'm sure you've had that person in your face sometimes, the conversation, just you're like, in your private bubble, right? That personal bubble, you're like, just back off 2 feet, right? Well, Christmas, God doesn't just get in your personal bubble. At Christmas time, God gets into your face. At Christmas, God, in fact, he takes on that face. He gets inside of us. He enters into this head and into this heart and into these hands. At Christmas, God gets personal. You know, all through Advent, I was preaching with you about focusing on the love that you and the Lord share. Like, you know, the Lord loves you and you love the Lord. And to really work in that, increase that. It was a grace from my own retreat. But the second part of the story comes with it as well tonight. I was on retreat. I went for a bike ride. One of the first days, I just had this joyful bike ride. I should know, I probably hadn't exercised in like one, if I'm honest, closer to 2 months. So here I go on this big bike ride. It's just a joy. The weather was beautiful. I just felt very close to the Lord being out there doing it. So I went like an hour or more, whatever, you know. Felt great. Focus on the love. The Lord was there. I think it was the second morning after that. Not so much. By that night, like, my legs were so cramped up, they were twitching. I couldn't sleep. I barely slept that night. I woke up, I was exhausted because I hadn't slept well. And you know, second day of a retreat, a lot of stuff starts coming up in your heart. The struggle of life, relationships and God, all that stuff was kind of coming. So basically, there was just a lot of negative. And I know you've had those mornings. Everything that's wrong with the world, everything's wrong with my life. And there I sat on the porch, and the second thing my director came to me. He said, Craig, God's love is so powerful that he loves you so much that he has wedded your humanity to himself. He has wedded it to himself. It's more intimate than marriage. God doesn't just come close to us. Like that phrase just hit me so powerfully. He doesn't just come close to us. He doesn't just, you know, come with us. God has wedded our humanity to himself. There is nothing in my mind, in my thoughts, no feeling that he has not taken to himself, because he took me and everything with me. And so I thought of it that morning. What I told God, I looked at it and I said, well, Lord, you wedded this to yourself, so this is your problem. And it was true, and it helped. Just to turn to God and say, no, actually, this place in me, this negative, this whatever, blah, Lord, you've wedded that to yourself too. And so this problem of mine has become your problem. And you're going to take care of it. You're going to love me right here in this place. Christmas was God's kind of final stamp to prove to us, if there was ever a doubt anywhere in my mind or in my soul, that he loves me in my humanity, in the reality of this world and of this life, that he would take that away. Because he actually took this humanity, this world, and he made it his own. He united himself to it so completely, he can never be separated from it again. At Christmas, God made it personal. Because I think it's really easy for us to say, well, you know, God's up there and he loves me and he saved me. And at the end of my life, I'm going to get to go be with him, and that's great. And so I'm going to go live my life. And at the end, I'll go be with God. You know, 2,000 years ago, he took on flesh. But today's today, and I'm going to go live my life now. But that's not Christmas. Christmas is that God entered and took this world and made it his. Christmas is that God was rejected at the inn because there wasn't room. And God was in a smelly stable that smelled like a barn. That's Christmas. The animals and the hay and the manure, whether you like that smell or not. I grew up on a farm. Christmas was the cold air and the warmth of the animals and a woman giving birth there. And her husband holding her hand and trying to reassure her and just provide and do whatever he can to make her comfortable. And Christmas is the baby being born and crying and needing to be washed and cleaned and swaddled and nursed. At Christmas, God makes it personal. He took this humanity and this world and he made it his own. And he loved it. God loved it. Every part of it. I don't know that we would love that. He did. See, I think that's, we just can't get it enough. We can't understand enough and really fathom and understand enough how much God really loves our humanity. He loves you so much. There is nothing about you that he does not love. All of this, he took it on himself. He wedded that to himself. Today he comes at this Mass, at this Christmas, and he the same thing he did in his flesh there, he now does in you. No, I take you to myself. Everything that's yours becomes mine now. I wedded it to myself. He loves you, everything about you. He loves your family, everything about it. Even that thing you don't. He loves our church, everything about it, with all of our quirks. He loves this world and its chaos this year. He loves it. He has made it his own. He comes to you so close that he enters into you, and as you go home, he shares with all the joys and all the delights of this time of year. They're his joys and the delights of his heart. He shares in the hopes and the desires you have for your life and for your family because they're his. They're his. This is God. And he shares in all the struggles of your life, of your fears about your finances and about your future. He shares that. About this crazy year it's been again, just built one on top of the other, and all the anxiety and the stress and the frustration and the anger that you felt at the chaos of the world, and the depression and the struggles. He took that to himself. In your family, where your desire, like striving to be the best husband and wife that you can be, the best kid that you can be at school and at home, and the best mother and father, and your struggle in that. Yeah, he took that. He came in everything that's there. He wedded it to himself. Those of you who are grieving, who are missing someone you love deeply this year. Those of you who can't be with someone this year for whatever reason, COVID or anything else, but you just can't be with them this year. All of the brokenness in our families, the lack of faith in me and others, and the brokenness in my heart and the church, all of it. There is nothing of this that God has not wedded to himself and where he does not love. If we learn anything from looking at the manger, it should be this. It was actually in the place of greatest poverty. That was the place where God had the greatest affection and a special love for us. It's in our poverty. It's right there. That's where he comes. And that's the gift of Christmas. Now, maybe that's not exactly the gift that you want. Because maybe what you want is for Jesus to fix the world and what's going on in the world. Maybe what you want is for Jesus to give you the perfect life. Right? We want him to fix things for us. the reality is that's not the answer. The answer is Jesus. Jesus is always the answer. Jesus here, loving you in all of that today. That's the answer. He didn't come to fix you and to fix the world. He came to save the world. And he does that in love. So, no more keeping God up there or out there somewhere. Because today's Christmas. And God makes it personal today. He gets personal with you. We gave all the kids a thing at the door so they could pick up and color the little picture and the image of their heart and stuff so that they could go say the little prayer, a beautiful little prayer on the back, to go bring it over to the manger after Mass and to give them the gift of their heart, to give their heart to Jesus after Mass today. Maybe that's what we need too, huh? Us adults also. Jesus, thank you so much for the gift of Christmas, that you've wedded this to yourself. And so I give this to you, Jesus, because this is what you love. And so I offer it to you today. Take my heart, my life. Let it be yours. Thank you for the gift of your life to me. Amen.